Hello. Welcome to Q&A with Perry A. Questions about calcium bentonite clay. I'm Perry A., your host for this teleseminar, and I invite you to bring your questions or any comments, or we'll accept testimonials as well. We're talking about volcanic ash that's developed into calcium bentonite clay that is used for healing purposes, a therapeutic healing agent. It has miraculous healing properties. Because it's so multifaceted, it can heal from the inside as well as the outside. It has so many abilities to heal in different areas because it is so multifaceted. And by this, I mean, number one, it's homeostatic. It wants to create balance and bring the body into balance. And as we know, a balanced body can heal itself. And number two, it has a 9.7 pH. Most of us are too acidic. We have acidity in the blood, in our stomach, and it's over-acidified, which we produce with stress of today's world. The clay brings this into balance. The clay has a tremendous energy in it that, from the birthing of the volcano, the tremendous heat that charged the clay with this negative ionic charge. And because of this charge, it can resonate. It's been dormant for many, many years, but when you hydrate it and add water to it, it's like it comes alive, and you can actually tap the jar of clay and feel a vibrational energy to it. And when you take it internally, it resonates with all the cells, part of awakening dormant cells that we have going on in our body. And then in addition to that, when you apply the clay topically, it's a drawing agent. It pulls, it draws out. It pulls infections out of the skin, out of wounds, open wounds. It will pull viruses out of, you know, toenail fungus viruses. It's just amazing. And even the clay baths can detox you through the pores of your skin and pull out heavy metals that have been stored in your body for years. So we're talking about this amazing product this morning, and I want to invite you to ask questions from your computer, and we will come time to time and ask the people who are on calls if they would like to ask a question. So I'm going to come and look and see. We do have some questions online. What impact can living clay have on severe osteoporosis? You know, I guess it would be determined if the damage has already been done. Clay draws out inflammation and swelling. So if you put a poultice on your spine, a poultice of clay, a poultice is the thick clay mud that you make a 1-to-3 ratio, and you put it on a strip of glad pressing seal. You want the tacky side, and you want to cut the corners off where you have a long, wide, diagonal strip. Put the clay down the metal, press it up your spine, and press the dry edges to your skin. It's not as harsh as a Band-Aid. It comes off easily, but it will keep the clay in place all day and all night. You can sleep with it on. You can wear it under your clothes. It's going to help pull any inflammation out. It helps realign discs. And it seems to help with bone density, because we do know that applying clay topically to a broken bone speeds the healing process, cuts it in about half. I've had people heal broken bones in 3 weeks. So, yes, I think it can have an effect. And I would also drink the clay. We have people with arthritic joints who can't bend their fingers and their knees hurt and things of this nature. And just drinking the clay starts dissolving this buildup in their joints. And it helps reduce the pain as well. And you can also, you know, apply it topically to, like, if you have an arthritic knee, or you have it, say, your thumb or your finger, wrap it in the clay mud, but also drink the clay. And I drink about 2 to 3 ounces, 3 times a day. I drink it all during the day. the world's greatest preventative. If you drink a little clay before each meal, if there are toxins on your food or in your food, mercury in your fish, whatever the case may be, the clay will capture it before it is absorbed into the body and into the bloodstream. So it can keep the overload off the kidney and liver. And when you start taking clay, you notice you have more energy because it cleanses the lower colon. And it also, by taking the overload off the kidney and liver, the kidney and liver can do their job of filtering out the waste product. And people just notice they have more energy, their skin begins to glow, your complexion will clear up, and it's wonderful. Joni in Hendersonfield, do non-swelling clays work as well to remove internal toxins as swelling clays? Do non, I think she meant to write non-swelling clays. I guess it would depend on the clay. Nani, all clays are different. Your non-swelling clays are generally a 1-1 clay, whereas your swelling clays is called a 2-1 clay. It has two tetrahedral layers with an octahedral layer in the middle. So there's more space for absorption of the toxins where it can hold and capture them. The non-swelling clays just have one tetrahedral and one octahedral layer, so they don't have that bottom part closed off, and the swelling area is not as wide. The surface, the amount of toxins you can hold is not as good. They may hold a little toxins. I just don't know. I've always used the swelling clays, the calcium bentonite, so I really can't say that it doesn't work at all. It may well work some. And you can just try them and compare. We always invite comparison. I try two or three clays and see which ones you like. Some clays are grittier than others. Some clays are smooth. So you just need to explore and try them and see. Thank you for that question. Linda in Kansas City, does living clay dissolve candida and yeast overgrowth in the colon? It doesn't dissolve it. What it does is when it captures these yeast and candida, these molds, and brings them into the clay molecule, it cuts them off from their source of supply, and they die a natural death, and they're carried out in the feces. So it will eliminate them and bring it under control. But if you're not eating properly, you refeed the yeast, and it doesn't take much of a fermented product, sugar, carbohydrates, and things to build the yeast back up. That feeds them. So clay's been known to get it under control, but if you're not eating right, it may flare back up. It takes a while to get it all under control, and we all have some candida. We all have some of these yeast in our system, and it's good to a certain point. But we have gotten out of control many times. So that's that story. Okay, let's see if we have any more questions coming in. Paula in Iowa, can application to your eyelids improve vision? Paula, we have two elderly gentlemen who swear that it does, and this man had a port wine brandy, I think they call it a port wine brandy birthmark on his face, and he decided he would use the clay on his birthmark, and so he was using it every day. He was older and he was retired, so when he would put it on the side of his cheek where this birthmark was, he would also put it all over his face, and he put it on his eyelids to kind of tighten up the skin on his eyes and under his eyes. And he would just leave it on and let it dry. And he said in about 6 weeks, he noticed that he didn't need his glasses to read the newspaper anymore. And he told his brother, and the brother started doing the same thing and got the same results. So it may take 6 weeks of putting on and, you know, a lot of times at night, I'll put some clay over just a thin coat. Occasionally, I like to put a thick coat on and really cleans my eyes out. But at night, sometimes I just put a thin coat over my eyes and under my eyes and kind of up in the corner. And then in the morning after my shower, I always have some white gunk in the corner of my eyes. So it really cleanses those tear ducts and gets anything. I don't know what the white stuff is, but sometimes I pull little wipey, little mucus strands out or just white stuff out. So I would say yes. Robert in Daytona, Florida, can this help with men's prostate problems? Any experience? I have heard that it can if you take a clay poultice and put it over that lower stomach area above the prostate, and do a poultice a couple of times a day. It should help pull out the infection, inflammation, anything of that sort. I don't like to make cancer claims, and I have only heard this secondhand story of someone in Mexico. He was telling me that their families, people in Mexico, use clay all the time. It wasn't something new like it is in the U.S., and people in Europe use clay for healing. And he said a friend of his dad's had prostate cancer, and his dad had him start using a poultice right over his, down on the lower part of his belly, close to your privates there. And he said when he went back to the doctor for a checkup, they couldn't find a sign of it. Now, I'm not making that claim. I'm just passing on a story. And I don't know what kind of clay they were using or how long he used it or how he applied it. But it's certainly worth a try. So these are excellent questions, and I thank you. And I'm going to see if we have any more coming in. Takes me a minute. I can't talk and look at the same time. Okay, Adrian in Olympia. I started using clay on April 30th, mainly to clear up my skin. My face still has a lot of acne. How long does it usually take to start working? Generally, it starts working right away. It may depend on the individual. And you say you're using it, or are you just using it topically? Excuse me, I have a frog in my throat. It's very important to drink the clay as well to help clear up the skin. It takes the overload off the liver, and the liver is very important for clearing up your skin. So I would ask, are you drinking the clay also? And if not, I would start drinking the clay. And anytime you feel a new outbreak, just take a little pat of clay and put it on that bump as it first starts, and you can catch it early and keep it away. Generally, you know, maybe using a clay facial a couple of times a week. Now, we have had people, the Living Clay Company has a product called Rejuvenation Face Cream, and I've had people tell me who have, you know, periodic outbreaks, maybe not have it real, real bad, but say when they use that on their face daily, even men and boys, that it keeps their outbreaks from coming up. But it does have clay in it, and it is all natural. It's a wonderful product. I would stay with it. So if you want to call me, if you want to ask questions, I'd like to know what your eating style is, what kind of food you're eating, and what kind of stress you're in. All of that has an effect on it. Okay. Ginger and center point. How much of the powder living clay should I put by my computer to capture the electronic field toxins? How often does it need to be changed? Thanks a lot, Perry. You know, I would put a little saucer or a little bowl. I kind of like to spread it out in a saucer. And put a couple of tablespoons on there, and I would change it weekly, probably depending on how much you use your computer. And just put it down below the computer. You want it where it won't tip over because it'll kind of make a mess. But it's amazing what it can capture. So Thanks for that question. Good question. Ginger always gives us good questions. Bob says, if you have a frog in your throat, swallow a lily pod and it will help. I wish I had a lily pod right now. Thank you. Well, we have people with sense of humor and they care. Isn't that wonderful? I love this. All right. It looks like I'm out of questions right now on this part, so I'm going to go over to the phone lines and see if anybody on the phone would like to ask a question. If you will press star 2 on your phone, it will alert me that I can click on your little signal and open your line and you can talk with me and tell me your question, then we can discuss it. So I'm going to give a moment for people listening in to figure out where star 2 is and how to do that. I do want to talk about some interesting things about Clay. I have pulled up some pieces that I thought were very interesting in doing some research. And this is a description of how Clay works in some areas. This is from of microbiology, and this paper was written in 1985. When bentonite clay absorbs water and swells up, it stretches open like a highly porous sponge. Toxins are drawn into these spaces through electrical attack traction and bound. In fact, according to the Canadian Journal of Microbiology, bentonite clay can reportedly absorb pathogenic viruses as well as herbicides and pesticides. The bentonite is eventually eliminated from the body with the toxins bound to its multiple surfaces. So there is validation there that we can take this before we eat our meals, and if our food has pesticides and herbicides, it's going to grab it before it has a chance to go into the body. And so I thought that was very interesting. And I found some other points as well. Raymond Dexter, who wrote the book Our Earth, Our Cures, and he wrote it originally in France, and then it has since been transcribed in America. But I think he did it in the early 1900s when he wrote the original book. And he was like the forefather to herbal medicine. His books have a lot of pictures of herbs and how to make tinctures and things. It's out of print, but occasionally you can find a copy online. And he wrote he was certain of the antiseptic and antibiotic powers of clay, but it puzzled him. Clay does not act specifically on one or several bacteria varieties. Rather, it prevents their proliferation by reinforcing the defenses of the organism. So I thought that was very interesting. It prevents the proliferation by reinforces the defense of the organism. It captures them so they can't reproduce. They're caught up in the clay structure. They're in the defense of the organism. There was a German scientist that described bacterial properties of clay. The curative properties of clay are found in its specific physical characteristics, above all in the distribution of its minute particles. Individual clay particles are smarter than many bacteria. If infected mucous membranes are more or less flooded with clay, the bacteria are completely surrounded by clay particles and are thus separated from their source of nourishment and become embedded in the inorganic material. Growth and survivability of the bacteria are thus halted almost simultaneously. And from this explains strikingly speedy abatement of the symptoms of infection or the symptoms of poisoning in acute infectious disease of the alimentary canal. So they are eliminated again. It goes through the alimentary canal, which is from the mouth to the anus. This was Julius Stump, who was a German scientist back in the World War II days. And I like those thoughts. I thought that was pretty interesting. It just reinforces what we're talking about. So I'm back to the phone lines. Once again, I don't see anyone has pressed a star 2 that wants to join in, so I'm going to go back and see if we have anything on the Q&A page. Paula and Al again. How long before you eat should you drink the clay to clean toxins out of your meal? You know, I would drink it just before your meals, if you can just take a swig before you sit down to eat. And sometimes you may want to take a little swig afterwards. If you're eating a lot of greasy foods, it's going to help absorb the oil. Clay absorbs oils. So, you know, it's good if you're going to go out for pizza. I always drink clay before, and I like to drink a little after. I don't do it very often, but I have a grandson, and sometimes I find myself with no other options. And so it doesn't have to be a long time before. You can do it right before. You know, I like to take a little bottle of liquid clay mixed up in my purse, and I keep it in there. Even if it's warm, I just take a little swig of it, and maybe a couple of tablespoons I drink, and that'll do it. It's the best preventative that I know of. So thank you for that question, Paula. And Paula has another one. It said, will drinking clay have any impact on, oh boy, you got me here, myasthenia gravis? And yes, I do have all of these things wrong with me. I'm going to have to look that up, Paula. I'm going to copy this because you have an email there, because I'm not sure what that is, and I have to look it up and get an understanding of it and how it works, and then I'll know, you know, how to address that issue. So let me copy this over on a blank sheet here while I'm talking, and then I can get back to you later on that. All right. Here was, I'm looking up at some recent testimonials we have. One lady lost 12 pounds. I just read Living Clay and have been taking the clay for a little over 3 weeks. All I can say is, wow, I have lost 12 pounds. Have not had one acid reducer tablet. No longer desire junk food, pop, or coffee. I'm totally sold out on this stuff and have just reordered the gallon-sized container. I'm telling everyone I know about this stuff. Thank you so much, Debbie G. Some people do lose clay weight with clay. Some seem to lose it easier. I don't know if they're changing their lifestyle along with it and really trying, and the clay is helping. But I actually had a lady who didn't exercise because she had fibromyalgia, and she started drinking 2 ounces 3 times a day and said she lost her craving for chocolates and sweets and had more energy and felt better. Her fibromyalgia was no longer holding her back. It kind of reduced the pain of that. She hadn't been able to do much, and then the last I heard, she was mowing her lawn, which was quite a chore. Now, she did say that she was drinking lots and lots of water during the day between her doses of clay. So keep that in mind if you're interested in taking it to lose weight. Lots of water. We should be drinking, take your body weight and divide it in half. And whatever that is, you should be taking that many ounces of water a day. So that's a lot of water to do. I had this interesting one from a lady. Said, many, many years ago, I had a perfectly round 2 by 16ths of an inch depression in the flesh of my leg. I thought it might be a spider bite. I've asked many doctors and nurses over the years what it is, and they never have an answer. They just look at me. In the last few months, a crust has formed and is pushing out from my leg. Worse yet, many others of all sizes are forming and pushing out nasty scabs looking like old smallpox vaccinations. I have been putting essential oils on in an attempt to heal them. When I run my hand over my legs with oil on them, these hideous things keep weeping copiously. I have started drinking clay 3 times a day to protect myself from radioactivity, and the sores are healing and the flesh is filling back in. Hooray for clay. This is a typical case with most people. They take it for one thing and then they find other benefits as well, but they were unexpected pleasures. I lady taking it for acid reflux and discovered that her bunion was getting reduced and wasn't hurting anymore. And her toes got more flexible. So that's often the case with clay. You get unexpected results. Okay, I'm going to go back and check in again and see if we have any more questions. We do. Dina from Prescott Valley. How do you personally make your liquid clay? How much water to how much clay? Dina, I get a 16-ounce bottle. I put 1 cup of water in. That's 8 ounces. I put 4 tablespoons of the powdered clay with a little funnel. You have to kind of tap it on the side so the hole won't plug up. Then I put the lid on and I shake it till I get all the lumps out. You may have to shake it for several seconds. Open it up and I add another cup of water. So that's a 1-to-8 ratio doubled. And I mix that up and I leave it on my kitchen cabinet and I go by and I just pour my couple ounces and I have a smaller bottle I can pour it into and put in my purse and carry with me during the day. It's basically 1 part clay to 8 parts water. However much clay you use 8 times that amount of water. Now when you mix it yourself, you're going to have some dredges settle out at the bottom. The heavier particles are going to go to the bottom. When you get down to that part, just add some more water to it, shake it up real good, and go water your plants. They'll bloom like crazy. You don't need to drink the dredges. It won't hurt if you do. A lot of people do, but I just as soon share it with my plants. All right, thank you. Adrian in Olympia. It's Adrian again. Is it okay to mix clay with juice or yogurt? I have a hard time drinking it with only water. Absolutely. My grandson takes it in apple juice. I have people who take it in their coffee or tea, yogurt, applesauce. I have one couple that eat oatmeal in the morning and they stir it in their oatmeal. But you want to either use the hydrated or the liquid. You don't want to put the powder in. You always want to use it when it's already hydrated. For putting it in oatmeal, you might take a teaspoon of the hydrated clay, the 1-to-3 ratio, the cleansing clay mass recipe, and you can stir it in. It won't be so watery. But you can put it in most any kind of juice, tomato juice, smoothies. It works well on smoothies. That's the only time I'd say you could put the dry powder in with a smoothie because you have so much liquid there that it's going to fully hydrate in the blender by the for you to use. So good question there. Yes, find a way to camouflage the clay and get it down you. You can be creative with it. I have a lot of people who cook with it and make brownies with it and things of that nature so they can get it in their kids. There are recipes on aboutclay.com using clay. There's even one for a honey water where you can mix it up with a little honey water and drink it during the day, and it's not so hard as take down. You know, it has no taste to me, and I'm so used to it, I just drink it down. But I have to admit, when I first started, just looking at it, it kind of takes you back a little bit. So find a way to camouflage it and drink that clay. Connie in Concord, California, should you wait to drink clay after you take vitamins? Clay really doesn't interfere with vitamins and nutrients. Your clay has vitamins. I mean, it's trace minerals. It's got calcium, potassium, magnesium. Now, they're not released. They're bound pretty much into the clay molecule. You'll get a little bit of dominant minerals like calcium, potassium, magnesium, and sodium, and hydrogen. These will be released in the body. but not in amounts to make your daily necessary requirement. So you can take it. You know, I get up in the morning and I take my vitamins and right after my shower, and then I walk in the kitchen and I fix my morning drink, and then I have my clay, and I don't worry about the time for it. Dina asked again, can clay help with bruiserism? I'm going to look this up real quick on the internet. Y'all are throwing words at me that I don't know. But that sounds like it might be, let's see, teeth grinding, bruiserism, something about dental. Is it for TMJ? What is it? Reduce painful symptoms with grinder care. So this may be from grinding your teeth. Well, I'm going to have to study on that a little bit more and see what I can come up with. It's just giving me some other things. You know, I use clay for my teeth often. I like to pack it in my gums, the dry powder, at night. I just put some on the ridge on the handle of my toothbrush, pull out my cheek and deposit it between my cheek and gums, and that helps adhere the dry clay to your gums, and you can sleep with it in at night. And it's going to help pull bacteria that are lodged down in those pockets and tighten those pockets back to your teeth. So it's a very good way to use the clay in that regard. Okay, let me check here. Denise from Chicago. Hi, Denise. Gargling with clay water should also help clear up the fog in your throat. Also, whenever taking the clay, remind listeners not to take it with medications or vitamins. In addition to a multivitamin is the key because clay will eliminate that good with the bad. I disagree with you on that, Denise. I've taken it afterwards, and clay is made up of vitamins. I don't see that as interfering with the clay. But, you know, if you have a concern, wait 30 minutes. Absorb your vitamins. So either way you want to do it, whatever gives you peace of mind. Robert, what do you think is your greatest result from taking clay? Well, I've had many, but I think the thing that I had the worst that was bothering the most was acid reflux. I had it so bad I was sleeping propped up on two pillows. And this was when I'd first been told about the clay, and I had some, but I wasn't drinking it. I looked at it, and it looked kind of yucky, and so I couldn't get myself to drink it. And when I complained to the person who told me about clay, he said, well, you're not drinking your clay, or you wouldn't have acid reflux. And I said, you're kidding. And he said, nope. He said, you're not drinking it, are you? And I said, no. I said, but I will tonight. And I went home and I drank some of it. Do you know, in 3 days, I was sleeping flat, no pillows propped up, no acid reflux. I was amazed at how quickly it brought it under control. And we've had more people get off of Prevacid and Prilosec, all the acid reflux medicines, and do it just in record time. So that was my personal great experience. Toenail fungus was a big one because I had one I couldn't get under control. I've healed wounds. Last night my grandson was over and he had a baseball practice and he's outgrown his shoes from last year and he had a big red blister on the back of his heel. So he made a little poultice and put it on there. He slept with it on, and this morning you can't even tell there's not even a red spot. It's not tender, and it's not red, and it's not swollen. There's no blister or fluid underneath it. So it does those things very rapidly. All right, we're doing good here now. I'm not seeing any more questions right now. Let me try one more time. So Our time is up for today. It's 12:35, so I'm going to say this is Perry A. with Calcium Bentonite Clay, checking out, and have a wonderful weekend. Remember to take clay with you just in case you get an insect bite or poison ivy. It's summertime. It's a great time to keep a little clay close by. On the golf course for fire ants, many, many uses. Thank you and have a wonderful day.